This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Jason, we got an echo. Sorry, I have to talk to my producer, Jason. Hey, Jason. Yeah, we got an echo, man. Echo. All right. So while he's fixing that, well, we do have a lot to talk about today. More news on the coronavirus front. More issues when it comes to heart. And more debate on how fast we should be fast-tracking our vaccine. A lot of controversy over football yesterday. We finally had football. Hallelujah. It was so good to watch some football. And don't be giving me crap about watching football. I want politics out of football. And I don't want politics to prevent me from watching football. So we'll talk about what happened there with the Texans and the Chiefs. And then the payout that the victims of the October 1 shooting in Las Vegas is changing. We're going to talk about what's happening there. One of the worst mass shootings in the history of America happened in my neck of the woods, and it was so tragic. And there's some settlement changes. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, today is September 11th, and it's a rough day for all of us. For those of us who were alive, you know, back in September 11th, some of the Zoomers weren't born yet, and the Alphas definitely weren't born, but for Millennials and Xers and Baby Boomers, seeing what happened to our country the morning of September 11th, 2001, was just tragic. And, you know, today we watch the footage and we see the American Airlines flight and the United Airlines flights being, you know, hijacked and run into the World Trade Center buildings and the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania. And so we lost about 2,900 Americans. You know, they still haven't identified everybody. I think they only have 60% of the remains identified still. This was such a tragic attack on us, and it's affected us in a variety of different ways. I mean, for me, I wasn't in New York, but my 9/11 story is a little different. As many of you know, I was working at an urgent care in Vegas, and a week or two before, the terrorists had been in Vegas. And one of them had gotten sick. And so he had come into the urgent care I was working in, and I ended up seeing him. Now, this is 19 years ago, and I don't remember all the details. I remember what he looked like. That just was envisioned in my head. It was Muhammad Atta, and I remember that he had an allergy to penicillin. So, and this isn't violating HIPAA, because this was way before HIPAA. This is still before HIPAA. And I bring this up because, gosh, I wish I could have, you know, not given him a Z-Pack and given him something that he could have been allergic to, but who knew? I had no idea what this guy was going to do. He was just one of the hundreds of patients I saw that week. But it left... I remember getting the heebie-jeebies. There was just something not right about him. He just gave me a look like... You know, he was cordial. He said thank you. But it was the weirdest look. Like, it's a look I've never seen before, because even though I've known people that have committed suicide, it wasn't that look. It was a look like evil's consumed me. And I can't get it out of me. And he was gray. There was a grayness to, and it wasn't gray from a medical issue. And I don't really remember much about what we talked about. It was 19 years ago. And, you know, the more you think about it, the more you don't know if you accidentally inject any more into that memory to fill in the pieces. So I don't want to change whatever memory I have of that. What I do know is when a few days after the September 11th attacks, my husband was watching the news, and I go, oh, I just saw that guy, you know, at urgent care. What's he doing on TV? He's like, there's no way you saw him at urgent care. I go, yeah, I did. You want to bet? Yeah, I just saw that guy. He's like, no, he just ran a plane to the World Trade Center. I go, I'll prove it to you. Again, this is before HIPAA. So I run to the urgent care to get to look at the records, and, you know, and the person at the front desk was shaking. And I go, they were here. And she goes, yeah. And I go, can I see the record? I need to see it. She goes, the FBI came. They already took everything. So, I mean, I still get goosebumps, you know, and I have to live with the fact that I had one of them in my, I touched one of them, and I could have, Krav Maga is that. I could have done something, and who knew? Who knew? It was after the fact. Who would have even thunk that somebody was going to hijack our planes with our Americans, with our citizens on them, and turn them into weapons? You know, everybody's kind of calmly watching the video footage, and, you know, they're talking about unity and all that. I am livid. I know we're, you know, not supposed to get all worked up. You know, we're supposed to calmly kind of go through this memorial. I think that's where we're going wrong. I think we should be ticked. I want to hear more people ticked, because I think if we realize how mad and how egregious and how tragic this was, and how messed up and what a cluster it was, maybe we'll be in a better position to not let this happen again. I mean, for another country to think that they could use our own people against us to kill us, that means they must have thought we were one of the weakest countries. And what are we doing now? Do we look like we're strong? Do we look like we're unified? We look like an absolute mess. If another country was watching, and they are, what we're doing now, I mean, maybe thank God the borders are kind of secure, because this is a terrorist playground right now. So everybody, I would say, you know, just, you know, take a listen to some of the, you know, memorial and sound bites, and look at some of the footage, and just kind of realize that somebody did this to us, and we're America, and it needs to be America first. And I understand there's all this fighting, and the Texans didn't want to, you know, go out to the national anthem, so they didn't have the debate of who's going to stand during the national anthem and who's not. This is not what we need to be doing right now. We need to show others that you mess with us, we are bringing the rain. And you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And unfortunately, with the way things have gone all year, it looks like people are like, here, take them. And nah. We need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while September 11th is pretty somber, and I know a lot of us are angry, and, you know, we just, it's very, very difficult to watch what happened with September 11th and just kind of be, you know, what can I do? What could I have done? What can I do now? Whenever you're charged like this, like I'm really, really charged today, there
are things you can do. You know, with the trauma that happened with September 11th, obviously, you know, people needed to go into health care. People needed blood. You know, whenever I kind of feel this way, I just look and see when I could donate blood again. And I mean, and you guys know I'm a huge, huge fan of blood donation. And I just donated last week for National Blood Donation Week. But for those of you guys who didn't get a chance to, I got to tell you, donating blood is a great way to kind of get through some of the, you know, anger you have and, you know, some of the guilt we all kind of hold and, you know, the sadness we have of, you know, what happened during September 11th. So you're going to see a lot of campaigns, you know, for blood. And if you can help out, we would appreciate it. Now, on top of what's been going on with September 11th, National Blood Donation Week, September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. And we've talked about sickle cell many times on the show. And we have about 100,000 people, I believe, in the United States that suffer from sickle cell. And so, I mean, we have victims right now that could definitely use our help. So joining us today to talk about this, and I'm so glad she's come back, is Dr. Yvette Miller, Executive Medical Officer of the American Red Cross. Hi, Dr. Miller. Thanks for coming back on the show. We really appreciate it.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for the invitation.
No, no worries, no worries. And thank you for everything you do. Dr. Miller, explain to my audience a little bit more about sickle cell.
Yes. So sickle cell disease is an inherited blood disorder. It's actually the most common inherited blood disorder. And in this country, as you mentioned, about 100,000 people have it, and primarily it affects African Americans, and then the second largest population it affects are Latinx. And it is an abnormality to the hemoglobin so that it does not carry oxygen in the normal way. And it's called sickle cell because the cells are sickle shaped like a C, like that old farm implement that they used to cut wheat with. And so that's where the term came from. And those cells are fragile. They break down and they die prematurely. And that's what causes anemia. But then that weird C shape as well, those cells clump together and cause clots in blood vessels, and that's what leads to the complications of sickle cell disease, the pain crisis. People can have strokes at a young age as children. Mm-hmm. And some people that have sickle cell disease, they have their first crisis when they are 4 to 6 months old.
Mm. Oh, Christ. And because they can't speak, they can't explain to mom, you know, what's going on. The red blood cells, you know, for my listeners, you guys have heard me talk about, it's one of my favorite shapes. It kind of looks like a pool, like donut, you know, except it's full and on the inside. And it's really, really plump and it's really, really round. And it's a maximization of how that blood cell needs to be to carry enough hemoglobin to help carry enough oxygen. So when it shrivels up and sickles into that C shape, you lose not only 50%, but you could lose up to 90% of its oxygen-carrying capacity. So you basically become hypoxic just because of the way your red blood cells are. It's a very painful, very, very scary illness, and we don't really have any treatment for it. We don't have medicines to stop so much the sickling, which is why we kind of turn to blood.
That's right. There are a few medications that like hydroxyurea, and there's some new ones that came on the market. But still, the primary method of treating people with sickle cell disease is blood transfusion. And it's important for African Americans to donate blood because I'm African American, and there are some unique antigen or proteins on our red blood cells that are unique and occur just in the or most often in the African American community. And so we have to match those patients very closely when we give them transfusions, because over the lifetime of a sickle cell patient, they can literally have thousands of transfusions. So that blood has to be even more closely matched than when you just have a general transfusion, you know, for someone that comes to the hospital that has, you know, it's an episode of bleeding. So those units have to be so closely matched that the best match is usually found in someone that is African American or of African descent. So that's why it's so important for African Americans and Black people to donate blood to support the transfusion needs of sickle cell patients.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Yvette Miller, Executive Medical Officer of the American Red Cross. What challenges are you seeing, in terms of, preventing more African Americans from being able to donate blood?
Yeah, COVID-19 has definitely been quite a challenge for collecting blood to meet the transfusion needs of patients. So when the country first went on lockdown, the number of African American donors that presented plummeted 50% to 60%. And so we are still, it's starting to recover some, but we are still struggling to meet the basic transfusion needs of patients. And then, both the African American and the Latinx communities were both hit extremely hard in terms of the number of cases of COVID-19. So many in the African American community, are still following those CDC recommendations of staying at home if you have, chronic medical conditions like heart disease or lung disease, high blood pressure, staying at home, practicing social distancing and always wearing a mask. That is for everybody. But for people that have those chronic conditions, staying at home is mm-hmm. best. And so that has really had an impact.
Absolutely. And it's a shame, too, because, again, we like you said, we want to be more, surgically precise with the type of, blood we're giving, especially these infants. And the more proteins and the more similarities that the blood has, the better. My next campaign, I'm working on daylight savings time. After this, I definitely want to work with you, Dr. Miller, on more blood drives, in the African-American communities where we could, ensure their safety, in terms of COVID, which American Red Cross is doing, to help get more blood. So make sure after all this is, after we get through the next few weeks, let's work together on that more. We're talking to Dr. Yvette Miller, Executive Medical. Oh my God, I love you guys. Yvette Miller, Executive Medical Officer of the American Red Cross. We have a few minutes left. Walk people through why the blood donation now more than ever is kind of at risk, beyond COVID, what have you seen in terms of trends of people donating blood?
Well, one of the most important, another one of the most important challenges is that we collect about 25% of our blood supply from high schools and colleges. And so now that high schools and colleges are not in session, that's another huge challenge that we're trying to overcome. We're certainly doing, direct to, the donor and to the community outreach, but it's very difficult when we are not in our traditional spaces to be able to hold those blood drives. And so we absolutely do need people to host blood drives. And so thank you so much for that, for that promise to support and work with us, because we really need it in every community.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that, the schools are empty, for those of, you that live in areas where, school has been online, so reach out to us so we could figure out how to convert the gym. We could still hopefully use these buildings, and be able to social distance. I gave blood last week. Everybody was wearing masks, PPE, everybody was still, there was major, not even 6 feet social distancing, even more. And the chocolate chip cookies, nice and wrapped. So I still got to have my chocolate chip cookies. Totally COVID free. I mean, it was really, really easy to do. Best chocolate chip cookies out there, if you ask me. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about? And one other thing, too. American Red Cross is still testing our blood for antibodies. I'm unfortunately still antibody negative to COVID. But for those of you curious about your antibody status so that you could possibly help with convalescent plasma, even though the convalescent plasma is starting to go back and forth with debate, I'm a huge fan of that. Dr. Miller, you guys are still testing for antibodies?
Absolutely. We are still testing for antibodies, so definitely come out and donate. But every donor, other important pieces of information, every person that presents to donate has to have an appointment. We do not take walk-ins anymore, so those appointments have to be scheduled ahead of time. And then everyone that presents to the collect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so first you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And identify in your area where blood drives are. You can also go on to redcrossblood.org and put in your zip code and identify where the places to donate can be available.
Okay, fantastic. Dr. Miller, thank you again so much. I know it's a busy day. I'm so glad you were able to come on. Can't wait for you to reach out. Call me soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Anytime. You take care. You take care. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, guys.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Trump is calling those aboard United Flight 93 true heroes for their actions that day when terrorist hijackers were looking to crash the plane in Washington, D.C., but many of the passengers rushed the cockpit and the plane went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
19 years ago on this day, at this very hour on this field, 40 brave men and women triumph over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes.
The First Lady and Joe Biden also there at the event at the Flight 93 Memorial. Vice President Pence spoke at events in Lower Manhattan. Top military officials spoke at the Pentagon. This is USA Radio News. Police in Portland, Oregon are no longer allowed to use tear gas against protesters, even if they turn into rioters. The mayor had banned the use of tear gas in June unless absolutely necessary. Then yesterday he banned it entirely, saying it's time to reduce the violence in that city. Portland has seen more than 100 consecutive days and nights of protests against police brutality. Lawyers for the four former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death want separate trials for their clients. They're expected in court today to try to convince a judge to go along with their request. Senate Democrats have succeeded at blocking a Republican stimulus bill. No Democrats voted for advancing that measure in a procedural vote yesterday. It was aiming to expand liability protections and unemployment benefits. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, so we're going to talk about high blood pressure. And one of the reasons why we need to talk about high blood pressure is there was a pretty kind of startling headline that came in talking about how more and more of us are not in control when it comes to our blood pressure. And on the same note, as we're trying to figure out how to prevent another COVID pandemic and how to prevent a lot of the mortality that was claimed to have been done by COVID, when it looks like a lot of it might have been done, you know, in patient populations with high blood pressure, we need to start getting our acts together, because I don't think we're a healthy group of people. We're just not a very healthy country right now on all fronts, whether it's our mental health, whether it's our health as a society, whether it's our health in terms of defense, whether it's our health in terms of domestic terrorism, whether it's our wildfires. We're not doing too good. We got a lot of boo-boos. We got to fix the boo-boos. So a study came out at JAMA looking at trends in our blood pressure control. Now, every few years, we get the guidelines changed, and we've talked about that. You know, we've talked about how the guidelines have changed, where when I went to school, you didn't have high blood pressure until you were 140 over 90. So if you were 139 over 89, we were like, you're good. And I'm thinking to myself, gosh, you know, it's just one point off. What if there's like a, you know, user error, or, you know, the cuff's not working right? They don't have high blood pressure until the 140 over 90. Well, they changed that. Right. And then I think they went low, and then they started to ease up a little bit. So now we start to call it, if you're over 130 over 80 and you're not in control, if you're over 140 over 90, we have stage one hypertension, stage two hypertension, which we've reviewed. But in generalizations, we're not letting your blood pressure start going too high and allowing that wiggle room, because you're either pregnant or you're not. You either have diabetes or you don't. You either have elevated blood pressure or you don't. So this idea where, well, you're just almost there with your numbers, we're not going to do that with medicine anymore. If your cholesterol is flirting with being high, you have high cholesterol. Okay, your cholesterol is not going to be like, well, just one. It's not like the stock market. Well, you know, we're just going to go one point. No. If you have a tendency to have higher cholesterol, you have high cholesterol. If you have a tendency to have high blood sugar and you don't metabolize your sugar, you have diabetes. If you have a tendency for your blood pressure to be high, you have high blood pressure. Which is why with white coat hypertension, I cannot stand the diagnosis of white coat hypertension. It implies that, oh, you don't have a high blood pressure problem. It's because the doctor's wearing a white coat. If the doctor wasn't wearing a white coat, you'd be healthy. And I'm like, this, to me, I thought that was the stupidest thing, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, if my white coat is raising your blood pressure, then what happens if I wear a G-string? Wouldn't your blood pressure, you might pass out, oh Lord. Well, back then, I looked good. But now, yeah, you're right, that would kill you. But what if a kid lost their bouncy ball and ran out into the street to get the ball, and you had to like freeze and slam on the brakes so you wouldn't hit the kid? That's going to raise your blood pressure. What if you had a nightmare? What if you're having sex? So if a doctor or medical provider catches your blood pressure be high for a spike just because they walked into the room, there is no way your blood pressure isn't spiking when your mother-in-law walks into the room. Or, you know, that means you have a blood pressure issue. So I really hope we start to get off this stupid trend that now we're just going to wait until you hit a number. I get people like the numbers game. I get people like that, like just like BMI. You know, well, if I could just be under 142, I'm good. If you're 145, you're already in that range, okay? I mean, you know, the pounds, it's so fluid. They fluctuate. You know, I'm about to go pee on my next break. I'm going to lose about 2 pounds. See? So what, my BMI is going to change that much? So it's supposed to be more of a generalization or a curve or a field. So a field. Yeah, my butt's the size of a field. So that's neither here nor there. So what's going on with this high blood pressure is they looked at 18,000 patients, and they kind of watched to see what were the trends with blood pressure. And we noticed over the years we got better in terms of blood pressure, even during some of the Obamacare years, a lot of people didn't have insurance or they had high deductibles and didn't go in. But they did notice between 2013 and 2014, there was a 10% spike increase in people not being in control. So whether it was a deductible issue or maybe there's other reasons. Maybe, you know, people aren't really good at taking medications and they don't like taking medications. I mean, the economy started to get good 2016, 2017. So you would think they would have had insurance, but they noticed that still from 2013 to about 2017, we saw more people with out of control blood pressure. So what does that mean? What's an out of control blood pressure? Well, or what does that imply? So if you don't have good blood pressure control, now you're at risk for heart disease. Now you're at risk for stroke. Now you're at risk for dementia. You're at risk for eye issues, blindness. You're at risk for kidney disease. So now we throw COVID on top of that. We're like, well, you know, the majority of people who died of COVID also had high blood pressure, or they had, you know, cardiac issues. Or okay, let's add that to the list. Having high blood pressure is not a good thing to have. It can mess with your pregnancies. It can mess with a whole variety of things. We're also seeing younger people have more high blood pressure. Now, what else could cause high blood pressure? Okay, well, stress, energy drinks, coffee, drugs. So there's a lot of, you know, alcohol. Maybe a lot more people, you know, started drinking alcohol, you know, between 2013 to 2017. Now, I mean, again, I, as a doctor, I noticed less people went to the doctor. So that was a big thing I noticed. But the Obamacare, that went from 2009 to 2000. Yeah, you know, we can't just blame Obamacare. There's a lot of other factors. Maybe people like, you want to know what? I can get my medicine online. I don't have to keep going to the doctor. Meanwhile, their blood pressure is 150 over 90, and they're not really in good control. So what do we do to keep our blood pressure in control? Well, avoid alcohol, avoid tobacco, avoid smoking. And that's another thing, too. A lot of people went to vaping. Maybe vaping exploded in the last few years. Maybe that's why we have a lot of uncontrolled hypertension. And, you know, we had a lot of people start to vape and vape even more than they smoked. So you want to control your blood pressure? No vaping. No tobacco. No alcohol. Cut the salt. Exercise. Lose some weight. Have the mother-in-law move out. Stress. You got to watch the stress. And I know people are like, well, should I have garlic? Should I drink alcohol? Talk to your doctor first. If you're low on vitamins, certain vitamins, yes, maybe you need to get those supplemented. But if you're not out there exercising, if you're not moving your butt, that's going to be a problem. Now, there are medications. A lot of people, like right now with COVID, the reason why I'm kind of nervous about this and I'm watching this very closely is because I'm having patients call me on telemedicine asking for their blood pressure medicine. And I'm like, what's your blood pressure? I'm like, oh, it's good. I go, how good? Oh, it's 120 over 80. Whenever they say 120 over 80, they're pulling that out of their retroperitoneums. And I'm like, really? You're really 120 over 80? And so people are getting treated online. So if you think that we're having a huge spike in people uncontrolled, I think in terms of people controlling, if they kind of filter out, I think we only have 19% of high blood pressure patients really in tight control. If they're getting their medicines online and nobody's checking their heart, nobody's doing an EKG, nobody's doing a stress test, nobody's checking their blood pressure, then no wonder we're not going to have good control. Throw COVID on top of that, where people are like, nah, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to go to the dentist. I don't want to get my vaccines. I'm not leaving the house. That number is unfortunately going to skyrocket. So as we're being told, you know, be prepared. COVID's going to come back, and it might come back next spring rather than the winter. And, you know, if we don't have the vaccine, I mean, if we don't have the vaccine, people are asking me, what should you do? Don't have high blood pressure. Don't have diabetes. And if you do have diabetes, if you do have high blood pressure, get that stuff in control. If you really, really want to fight COVID and prevent COVID-related morbidity and mortality, get your health in shape. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Las Vegas shooting victims are going to be getting closer to an $800 million payout. Now, I kind of thought that was roughly what the number was originally, but they said more than 4,400 relatives and victims of the deadliest mass shooting in recent U.S. history, which happened October 1, 2017, will receive a total of $800 million in payouts from MGM Resorts International and its insurers by January. That's according to the casino giant and attorneys. After a year of arranging details, Robert Eglett, the attorney handling the settlement of dozens of lawsuits, submitted documents asking a Nevada court judge to approve sweeping negotiations involving a huge number of plaintiffs from nearly every state in the United States, as well as eight Canadian provinces, the UK, Iran, and Ireland. That a line-by-line list of victims identified by initials only. It runs for more than 170 pages of a 225-page civil complaint seeking compensation of punitive damages from MGM Resorts. So the shooting, even though it happened at Mandalay Bay, MGM Resorts owns Mandalay Bay. It accuses the casino company of negligence, wrongful death and liability in the 2017 shooting. 58 people ended up being killed, 850 injured. And this was on the Las Vegas Strip. And what had happened was the shooter came in with military-style weapons. And he, I guess, was able to acquire a suite. Details are still very, very cloudy in terms of how two different windows of the suite, pretty far apart, were were allowing gunshots to be fired from both windows. People are saying, well, he ran from one window to the other. But it's still a little kind of iffy on what exactly happened in that room. And unfortunately, he rained gunfire into a crowd at an outdoor country music festival, the Harvest 91, from his room. And this was the upper floors of the Mandalay Bay that basically had strip view. Now, the company acknowledged no liability. It will pay $49 million. The insurance companies are going to pay $751 million. Now, a separate document declares the case settled and asks Clark County District Judge Linda Marie Bell to set a date to field any objections. The hearing might be by the third anniversary of the October 1 shooting, which would be coming up soon. So Eglett said clearly the case has been settled in good faith. He has about 2,000-plus clients and dozens of legal firms and attorneys. So you look at $800 million, I really don't know how much each victim's going to get, because there's attorney fees, there's a lot of entities there involved. But he said everybody recognized there are no winners in long, drawn-out litigation with multiple trials where people in the community are reliving the event every time we try a case. So in a statement, MGM Resorts called the court filings the next steps of the settlement process to bring all parties closer to closure so the community can continue to heal. Now, they say the millions of dollars could go to the most severely and permanently injured. Eglett said, depending on factors including age, number of dependents, type of injuries, previous and future medical treatment, and ability to work. A minimum $5,000 would go to each person who filed a claim for unseen injuries and did not seek medical attention. Eglett said the amounts dispersed will be determined by two administrators, Nevada Judge Jennifer Togliatti and retired California Judge Louis Meisinger, with help from legal firm Brown Greer. So they hope that this kind of has some closure. The gunman, Stephen Paddock, apparently killed himself as police closed in. Again, details very odd because apparently his laptop was there without the memory card. And we don't know why there'd be a laptop with no memory card next to the dead body. It just didn't sound right. Las Vegas police and the FBI determined that the 64-year-old retired accountant and high-stakes poker player was the one that meticulously planned the attack and acted alone. They thought maybe he wanted notoriety, but there was never a clear motive in the attack. And, this October 1 shooting, I don't get it. You know, days later, somebody had stolen Tom Brady's jersey out of the locker room and fled to Mexico. They were able to find that. They were able to find the jersey, figure out who did it, within hours. Yet the October 1 shooting, with all the security cameras, it just didn't sound right to a lot of us. And I don't know anything about the Stephen Paddock. He just, I mean, when you know, he looked like he loved Vegas, and, you know, you would play in Vegas. You don't really see somebody who visits Vegas often and plays a lot in the, you know, I mean, you know, if somebody, let's say, loses a lot of money, yeah, you might see, you know, people act out right then and there, but it just, something just doesn't seem right. And if he did want notoriety, where's the manifesto? Where's the, you know, so there's been a lot of suggestions that it might have been Antifa, there might have been some, you know, well, there's no proof, there's no evidence, we have no idea what the heck, but unfortunately, people died. In various lawsuits, victims and families accused MGM Resorts of failing to protect people at the concert venue it owned, and to stop the shooter from amassing an arsenal of assault-style weapons and ammunition over several days before he opened fire. Now, you do see video footage. And you see video footage of things being rolled in. I mean, it looks like it could be music equipment or whatever, but you know that it's gun, you know, guns and things like that. But it's funny because when I look at the video footage, and this is all opinion. It almost seemed like he was in charge of, you know, transport or setting it up. He kind of had that look like, yeah, I got to get this delivered. And again, that could have been his act, but I just feel like there was somebody else involved. And then after it was done, he was dead. I don't know. It just kind of had that feeling. It's, you know, because when, you know, somebody does a mass shooting, do they really for days before need to load up an arsenal? And then you'd think they would just do it out of the one window. Why would there have to be another area for him to run back and forth to? It just doesn't sound right to me. It never did. So MGM, a lot of people have debated whether MGM should have been liable to that degree. I mean, unfortunately, when people die, and if it happened on your property, if stuff happened on your property, your property is in trouble. I just don't know how the hotel could have avoided it. I mean, people bring things into hotels all the time. I don't know how a hotel prevents that unless they start doing metal detectors, but everybody has metal. I mean, they might have to run a hotel like an airport, and the hotels haven't. We really haven't seen, you know, much of a change. It's just what we've done is we've stopped having venues on the strip. You know, concerts started to go down. But, the MGM, I don't know how strong they are financially and where this is going to go. I love the idea that the victims are getting some sort of help, but I just don't know what this means long term for MGM. So it's a shame. You know, Las Vegas, it's not going to keep its playground sort of, not stereotype, it's a reputation. I mean, Vegas is where you come and you play and you drink and you party and it's supposed to be safe, and just, you know, things just seem to happen. And, you know, when you are a resort like this, you're a target. And you're a target for either domestic terrorism, other terrorism, and it's foreign terrorism. And, you know, now with COVID, you know, I know Vegas will bounce back. It's just I don't know if Vegas is going to bounce back as quickly as we need it to. So, would love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, when we come back, football's changed. What is going to happen to the NFL? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. starvation, or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.